Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Vav on the base, 3 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we have begun the Mishnah teaching us the halacha of when a zrika was done shaloi b'mkaymai and not in the right place. How does the halacha view that zrika? And Shmuel taught us that when the zrika is done shaloi b'mkaymai, the halach is that the shechita, the zrika is considered a proper zrika. The only point that Shmuel had made is that the meat of that carbon may not be eaten. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, the chishev, if at the time of the shechita or the kabbalah or halacha, there was a machshav to do the zrika sadam in the wrong place. For example, the machshava was litin asanitan lamal lamata, as we discussed in our previous shir. On the mezbech there was a chuta sikra, and certain kabbanas the blood is sprinkled on the upper half of the mezbech. Certain kabbanas the blood is sprinkled on the bottom half. And somebody had a machshava to do the zrik stam on the on something that's supposed to be done on the upper half on the bottom half. Or vice versa, lamata, lamala, a carbon that the blood is supposed to be put on the bottom half of the mizbeach, he had machshava to put on the upper half, la'altar, or he had machshava to do it that day, the halacha is carbon. Because even if we'll say, zrika shloi b'mekayim is possible, so we wanted, this person had a machshava to do an improper zrika, the halacha is that this type of machshava does not disqualify the carbon. And therefore, if ultimately he will bring the carbon properly, the fact that he previously had an improper machshava will not disqualify the carbon. Because as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, in Mitzvah Shem, and Daf Lamed Vav, that only a machshava chutz l'zman v'chutz mekaymai, or Shloi l'shma by Pesach and Chattis, disqualify the carbon. Any other type of machshava does not disqualify the carbon. And therefore, this won't disqualify the carbon. However, chaz v'chishiv, if after, when he's doing the avoida, chaz v'chishiv, he had a machshava, chutz l'mekaymai, they eat the carbon outside where the carbon may be eaten, posel. So that's the type of machshava that makes the carbon posel. However, if it ain't by karis, if somebody eats from that carbon, there won't be karis. If on the other hand, he had a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, that he's going to eat the carbon past the time where he's allowed to eat it, or bring it on the mizbeah past the right time, in that case, pigel, the carbon becomes pigel, and not only does it become pigel, the halacha is that there's a chayav and karas. If somebody eats a carbon that's pigel, his chayav karas. As we're going to learn, there are two types of machshavas. There's machshavas mechutz l'mekaymai, and there's machshavas chutz l'zmanai. Machshavas chutz l'mekaymai is posel v'ein by karas. Machshavas chutz l'zmanai is a machshava that makes the carbon into pigel, provided, as we're going to learn, there are no other disqualification with this carbon. But if there's other disqualifications, then the carbon won't be pigel. The Braisa continues. Lemacher, if somebody had a machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place, and then he had a machshava to do the zrika tomorrow, posel, because once he had the machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place, it's considered that machshava is a machshava to not do the zrika at all. And therefore, echaz v'chishe bechutz l'zmanim bechutz m'kaymai, pasavay and bekaris. Because even though he now had a real machshava chutz l'zmanai, but we're learning now that we just explained that a machshavas chutz l'zmanai is only pigel if there were only no other disqualifying machshavas. But here we had a machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place. So therefore, the carbon already became possible. And therefore, a machshavas pigel afterward will not allow this carbon, will not make the carbon full-fledged, will not make the full-fledged pigel. So says the Gemara, vi shlevim kaimai. But if what Shmuel is telling us, ask the Gemara, is correct, that a machshava that shlevim kaimai, kim kaimai, has the same halacha as if it was done in the proper place. So why, high puzzle, why would this animal only be puzzle? Why isn't this animal considered pigle? Because the first machshava, the machshava that he had to do it in the wrong place, the carbon is not at that point disqualified. Answers the Gemara, Amar Mazutra, even though Shmuel is teaching us that Shchita, Zrika Shlevim Kaimai, Kazrika Mekaimai Dami, the machshava to do a Zrika in the wrong place, the Shmuel will say, as Shmuel has been telling us, that the meat of that carbon after that machshava may not be eaten. And therefore, says Shmuel, Zrika Desharya Bas Bechila, when we have a Zrika that would make that the meat may be eaten, such a carbon, Maisel de Pigel, can become Pigel. However, Zrika de la Sharia, here we have a Zrika that won't allow us to eat the carbon. Zrika de la Sharia Bas Bechila, when Maisel de Pigel cannot turn this carbon into Pigel. The Machshavas Pigel has to be on a carbon that normally would have been able to be eaten. But here, this carbon would not be able to be eaten, so can't make machshavas pigel. Amalei Rav Ash, so this is a very bechidish, and therefore ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ash l'mazutra menolacha, how do we know that if the meat can't be eaten, the carbon can't become pigel? Says the Gemara, d'ksib, because the pasuk, when it speaks about pigel, explains the Gemara, the pasuk says, the pasuk puts the word pigel next to the eating to teach us only a carbon that can't be eaten because it's pigel is there a halacha that if you eat that carbon you're going to have a chiv karas. But when you have a carbon that can't be eaten, not because of the pigel. It can't be eaten because the zrika was done in the wrong place, and therefore, ain't pigulai garmalai, it's not the pigel that made that the carbon should not be eaten. The halacha is, it's something else that made the carbon should not be eaten. The fact that the zrika was done in the wrong place, therefore, that carbon won't become chiv karis for eating it as pigel. Ask the Gemara, yachi, if the halacha is that when the zrika shleibim kaimai is not considered a machshava, if so, why does this machshava that you're going to do the zrika in the wrong place make the carbon possible? Says the Gemara, that why do we learn that if you're going to have a machshava that you're going to do the zrika tomorrow in the wrong place, that carbon is possible? Why is it possible? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, mid to have a machshava sinuach. The halacha is, if somebody that didn't have a machshava to do the zrika wrong, but he just had a mind not to do the zrika at all, even though it's not pigel, the carbon is possel. Leave with Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda is going to teach us a mitzvah shem on the aflamed hay on the base, the machshava hinuach peselis. And here too, this machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place is no different, he says, than machshavas hinuach, and therefore the carbon is possible. Rish Lakish explains the Mishnah somewhat differently than Shmuel. He begins with what Shmuel said, that zrika shleim kaim kim kam edami. Rish Lakish amal olam, if somebody did the zrika in the wrong place, possible mamish, the carbon is possible. Shmuel held that when zrika is done shleibim kaimai, the owners have a kapara, just they may not eat the meat. And according to Shmuel, the definition of pasul in our Mishnah is that the meat becomes disqualified, but the owners are considered like they brought the carbon. The Reish Lakish's opinion is that the carbon doesn't affect the kapara. And therefore, Shlomim Kaimai, Kimikame Dami, it's considered the Zrika, the Shlomim Kaimai, Kimikame Dami, that the Zrika, what that means is, not as far as the meat is concerned. V'loy Kasha, how do we reconcile that with the Mishnah? Here it says that it's considered a valid Zrika, here we're saying it's not. V'loy Kasha. Kan Shanasim B'shtika, the Mishnah is speaking, the Pasuk is speaking about a case where he didn't have any improper machshava. Kan Shanasim B'amira, he only did it quietly. And here we said that he's going to do it, he's going to eat the meat chutzl's mana. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if you had a machshava that you're going to do this Zrika in the wrong place, and then you also said it, that you're going to eat the meat, that you're going to do this Zrika in the wrong place and eat the meat in the wrong time, that it's not pigel. Because the machshava that he had during the time of the Zrika, the machshava that he had to do the Zrika in the wrong place, makes the carbon not susceptible to pigel anymore. It can't be pigel because Zrika that is not in the right place doesn't make the meat edible. So Reish Lakish actually holds like Shmuel that when the Zrika was done in the wrong place, the carbon brings a carbon. And now the Gemara asks, only if you'd said it, is there a problem? When you also had a machshava to eat it in the wrong place. And now we ask all the questions that were asked on Shmuel are going to be asked on Reish Lakish. And Tanan, Achishu Nitan L'Tenis and Nitan L'Malamata, as we just learned, and we learned that carbon is not pigel. But why is the carbon not pigel? And the answer to the Gemara, maybe they have a machshava sinuch, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough that it prevents the carbon from becoming pigel. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim, the fact that the Gemara now spoke about Machshava and Amira, differentiated between Machshava and Amira. Does the fact that the Gemara differentiates between Machshava and Amira have any bearing on the question that we've discussed many times about how does a carbon become possible in Machshava? Is it only through Amira or is it with Machshava as well? Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish and Shmuel. Idvi idi, both the Mishnah and the Brises that we've been discussing, the halacha is that shenasam b'shtika, where you put the carbon on the mizbeach without a machshava, because the halacha is shloim kumkayim alav kumkayim adami. When you do the zrika in the wrong place, it's considered that you did not do the zrika. You did not do a zrika altogether. And therefore, the carbon is possible, like is the Pashup Shadar Mishnah. And the owners certainly don't have a kapara. Shlom kaimai lav kaimai dami. For ha, and that the Mishnah says that we could do Zrika again, says the Mara, dika dama nefesh, that there's still dama nefesh available. Our Mishnah says that the carbon becomes possible is in a case that the leka dama nefesh, there's no dama nefesh. The Achronim point out that our Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if it can be corrected, we should correct it. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that if it can be corrected, it should be corrected. Rabbi Yochanan means to say not only if there's dama nefesh, if the dam that you had in the cup from which you were doing the Zrik Saddam, you didn't use up all that dam, and you still have dam available in the cup, that leftover dam could also be used to do proper Zrika. As the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if the Zrika was done in the wrong place, basel vein bekaris, somebody eats from that carbon, there's no curse. So says the Gemara Bishlam L'Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish said that our Mishnah is coming to teach us that he also had a machshavas chutzlos manoi. Hanet Tani, basel vein bekaris. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though he had a machshavas chutz lozmanoi, still the carbon won't become pigel because it has another, because since this meat can't be eaten, teaches us Rish Lakish, the meat that can't be eaten is not a meat that could become pigel. El Rabbi Yochanan, who says, our Mishnah says puzzle, because Zrika Shlomim Kaimai is not a Zrika, my Embe Karis. What does the Mishnah say, Embe Karis? Of course there's no Karis. Doing the Zrika in the wrong place is not an Avera, it's something done wrong, but it's not an Avera for which the Torah prescribes Karis. Says the Gemara, indeed, Kasha, that's something that is difficult to understand according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Sefer Panim Ira says, as we know often in Shas, there's a difference between when the Gemara uses the word Kasha versus where the Gemara uses the word Tiyufta. On Tiyufta, there's no answer. On Kasha, there is an answer. He says the reason what the Mishnah means to come to teach us is that even on this carbon, where the Zrik was done in the wrong place, even if afterwards you had a Machshavas Chutz Uzmanoi aimed by Karis, because the carbon wasn't brought properly, the Zrik was done in the wrong place. So we look at the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan versus the opinion of Reish Lakish and Shmuel. We think of Rabbi Yochanan as being a Machmer. Reish Lakish and Shmuel have told us that Zrik Shlomim Kaimai Kimakaime Dami, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that Zrika Shleim Mekaimai Kimakaime Dami. Kimakaime Dami, it's completely possible. However, there may be a kula in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And that is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the first Zrika was completely nothing, because Zrika Shleim Mekaimai Lav Kimakaime Dami, that's why the Gemara says that can be corrected. But according to Shmuel and Reish Lakish, if we're going to say that the first Zrika was a good Zrika, maybe it can't be corrected. Ula Shmuel, says the Gemara, that Shmuel is defining that when our Mishnah says posel, it means that you can't eat the meat, but it's a good Zrika, my Embekaris. What did the Mishnah mean to say with Embekaris? If somebody now we'll have a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi on this carbon, pasavayim bekaris, because the halacha is that if what he did, the zrika shloim kaimai, he also had a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, the carbon is not pigel, and the reason it's not pigel is because it has a different psul that was done in the wrong place. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, ask the Gemara if Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that Zrika Shlomo Kaim is Lav Kamakamai, Lehavi Kanishbech Menakliel Ritzpa. The halacha should be that it's like we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn that if the Kabbalah Saddam was done properly and then the blood spill on the floor, you could scoop it up and do it right. So here too, if the Zrika Shlomo Kaimai is like it was done in the wrong place, it's like meaningless, so go retrieve the blood. Yes, Svena, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan held that, like the opinion, that if after Kabbalah Saddam, the blood is on the floor, you could scoop it up, he would say in Amish in the same halacha. But he actually holds, like the opinion, command on Meloya, Svena, that once the blood is on the floor, even though there was a proper Kabbalah Saddam, it can't be retrieved. Then, therefore, here too, that if the dam was on the Mizbeach, it cannot be retrieved. Where do we see that? Dom Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan, Hakel Moidim, by Natana Lamala Shnosn Lamala. Everybody agrees, dam that was put on Lamala, the blood that's supposed to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and was put there, or Lamata, Shnosn Lamata, and blood that's supposed to be on the bottom half, that was put on the bottom half. However, he didn't do the Zrika properly. He did it with the left hand. He had the wrong machshava. The halacha is lo yasvena. You can't retrieve that blood. Because since the blood was put on a proper place on the Mizbeach, that blood cannot be retrieved. Where do we have a machloikes tanoim? Blood that was supposed to be put on the upper half that was put on the bottom half, vice versa, lamata shnos lamala. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that even though doing, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, that zrika shloivim kaimai is, zrika done in the wrong place is not a zrika, still loya svena. You can't use that blood anymore. Rashim Rami Yasvena. And Rabbi Yochanan, umishnasenu, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that our Mishnah says that zrika done in the wrong place is not considered a proper zrika. And not only is zrika done in the wrong place not a proper zrika, but the blood that's put on that place cannot be retrieved. Lo yasvena. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Hakla Moidim, Rabbi Yosef and Shimon both agree. Blood that's supposed to be on the bottom half that was put on the upper half can't be retrieved. Because once it was put on the Mizbeach, it can never be retrieved, even if it was put in the wrong place. It's ready. The Mizbeach absorbed that blood, and that blood can never be reused. The Koshkein, certainly been Tan Lamala, not Lamata. Blood that was supposed to be put on the upper half, that was put on the bottom half, cannot be retrieved. Hoyel, the Dom Elyon Lamata, as we said this far earlier, the blood that's on the upper half is ultimately going to be put on the bottom half. And since it's going to be on the bottom half anyway, so that certainly considered as if the blood was already on the Mizbeach, and therefore it cannot be retrieved. The question is, blood that was supposed to be put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that he put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Or B'chutz, or blood that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChutz, B'chutz Shnos Lefnim. Blood that was supposed to put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin that was put inside the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The question is that isn't the halacha that as soon as blood that was not supposed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, brought into the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't that blood become pasul? So the Sefer Taras HaKadosh and Rishas say that halacha, that blood that wasn't supposed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash and was brought into the Beis HaMikdash becomes pasul, was only said by the Karban Chatas. Here we're not talking about Karban Chatas. Since it wasn't supposed to be in this Mizbeach, so it's the Mizbeach is not coiled it. The Mizbeach doesn't have any connection to the Stam, and therefore this Stam can be retrieved and be put on the Mizbeach Achitzin, and Rav Shimon Amaloy Yasfeno, it cannot be retrieved. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bei Yitzchak brings a raya to Rav Yochanan, that even though Shtrika Shleim Mekayma it's meaningless. Still, once the dam is put on the Mizbeach, that blood can never be reused. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We learned this, we learned the brayse that supports. The halacha is, as we're going to learn also quite extensively in the Mizbecha, in the Mizbechta, the things that are not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, that become pasul, im olu lo yardu. If they were put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is they should be remain there. Because the halacha is Mizbeach Mekadesh Es HaPsulim. Anything that's possible, if it's put on the Mizbeach, it's Mekadesh it. The way we know this halacha, this is a Gemara we're going to learn, a Mishnah Gemara we're going to learn later on Daf Pei Gimel, because the Pasuk says, Zois Taras Oila, Hiya Oila Al Moikta Al Mizbeach, Kol Alayla, Ara Beker, Veishim Mizbeach Tukabah. And then we learn anything that's put on the market, anything that's put on the Mizbeach, should be left there, even though it's something that shouldn't have been put on the Mizbeach. And the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, regarding this pasuk of Zois Taras Ha'olam, that there are three words in that pasuk which are words of exclusion. Zois, Hi, Ha'olam. Harei L'Shlosh Miyutim. We have here three expressions of miyut. Prat, Zinishta Belaila, if a carbon was slaughtered by night, or Shinishbech Dama, or if the blood of the carbon was poured on the floor, or Shiyamadatsa the Mechutz L'Klayim, or if the blood went outside of the Azara, and therefore cannot be used for Zrik Saddam, that in all of these cases, the halacha is also that if they were brought on the Mizbeach Teirid. And this halacha will apply even after Kabbalah Saddam. That means even if the blood spilled out from the keli from which there was Kabbalah Saddam, the halacha will be that the carbon, that even if it was put on the Mizbeach, it should be taken out. Rav Shimon continues, the Bryce says, Oyla, only Elolik Shera. We would only know that Oyelik Shera should be put on the Mizbeach. How do we know that if the Shechita was done by night, or Shenishpach Dama, or if the blood was spilled, or Sheyotza Dama Chutzla Laim, Valon, or if we have a situation of Lon? Rashi says that the Amorim were not on the Mizbeach all night, and there's a psul of Lina, that if the Amorim were not put on, Amram or the meat were not put on the Mizbeach during the night, the halacha is that they become pasul. But we're learning now that if that happened and the blood, the meat, the Amram became pasul because they weren't put on the Mizbeach by the night after that krava, if they were put the next night, they remain there. Vayotze, meat that was taken out of the Azara, Vatame, or the meat became Tame, or Shinishkat Chutz Lizmanoi, if the carbon was brought with machshava of doing the mei emurim chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mekaymai, or v'shekevel psulim v'zarkas damim, kahanim like a kain balmum did the kabal sadam or did the zrika sadam, hanitarnal amalish nuts l'mala, when the blood is supposed to be in the upper half and was put on the bottom half, or an eternal lamatish and not lamalo, blood that was supposed to be on the bottom half that was put on the upper half, atonim mefnim shnasim bechutz, blood that's supposed to be inside the base of English that was put outside, hanitonim bechutz shnitim befnim, hapes vachatish shatul shalal lishman, all these cases, menayin, the aloch is olo la yardu, tamaloima, he says, the pasuk says, Torah oila, riba Torah achs l'chol oilem, there's one aloch that applies to all kabonis, that the aloch is olo la yardu. As continues of Shimon, Yochshane Marba Af Hariveya, if an animal sodomized a woman, Vanirva, it was sodomized, Hamuksa, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zorah, Vaneved, or an animal that was actually worshipped for Avodah Zorah. So, of course, the question is that if the animal was designated, why would it have to be also worshipped? The answer is to teach us that Avodah Zorah, even just being magdashit, designated, makes it into Avodah Zorah. That's not an animal that was given to a woman as payment to do znus, for mechir, an animal that was used in exchange for a dog, a klayim, a treif, a yotzadayfin, an animal that was born through a cesarean, tamaloim zois, that these animals, these kabbanos, are not left in the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Omaris l'Rabbi Selo Haitzaselu, what is the reasoning that these animals are left on the Mizbeach and these animals are not? Says the Gemara, Marban is Elish Yisul B'Kaidish, V'Moitzani is Elish Shalai Yisul B'Kaidish. And there are many different pshatim. What does that mean? Rashi explains that if something happened only in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, in the Azara, Nishka Balayla, Nishka Damid, in those types of situations, there's Alochim Olo Lo Yardu. But if something happened before the animal was brought to the Azara, the examples that we just spoke about, Muksa for Neved, which happened before it came, there is no Dinam Olo Lo Yardu. Tosfos says that the way to understand is that anything that was put into the Kli Sharis, and afterwards in the Kli Sharis, it became possible. There is Alochim Olo Lo Yardu. But if something became possible before it was in the Kli Sharis, then the Aloch is, then it's Olo Yardu. The third pshat that the Rishonim say is that the difference is if it's something that would be disqualified on a Bama versus something that would not be disqualified on the Bama. So, Tarimiyah, but now the Gemara makes its point. What have we learned? That, in Rav Shimon's opinion, Hanitana Lamalo, not the Shnos Lamalo, Shnosan or Lamal Shnos Lamata, that the Allah is Ma'alo Layarda. And we don't find that V'lai Chalak, Lepalag Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yehuda's opinion is that Nishpach Dam Ala Ritzba, the Allah is Ma'alo Yardai. Shouldn't he say the same, that if the dam was put in the wrong place, it should not be left on the Mizbeach? Shouldn't it be treated like Nishpach al Ritzbah? So we see from here that there's a difference between the Ritzbah and the Mizbeach. Like my Tama, the difference is La Mishum de Kolte Mizbeach, Mishma Mino, Lo Yasvena. What we're learning from here is there's a difference when something was on the Mizbeach, when something was on the floor. When something was on the floor, it's retrievable, because there is no concept of Kolte Mizbeach. But when something was on the Mizbeach, even though it was on the wrong place in the Mizbeach, and even Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shloik Mekaymai is completely possible, still there's a concept of Kolta Mizbeach, and the concept of the Kolta Mizbeach is here to teach us that it becomes, the concept of the Kolta Mizbeach is here to teach us that it can never be retrieved afterwards. Amar Blazer Mizbeach, Hapnimi Mekadesh Psulim. That this, the halach of Olo Lo Yardu also applies on Mizbeach, also applies on Mizbeach Pelimi. My Kamashma, asking my, what's he teaching us? Tanina, Hanitanim Bifnim, we learned that something that's supposed to be put on the inside of Mizbeach, that was put on the outside of Mizbeach, or vice versa, the halach is that if Olo Lo Yardu, and everybody agrees that even though he holds, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Nishpach Adam, the Allah is Olu Yerdu, here it's not considered a Nishpach. The Dam Achitzin that was brought inside was not supposed to be brought inside. And therefore, when it was spring, when the Zrik Stam was done in Mizbeach Apnimi, it should be considered like Nishpach Al Ritzba. And why don't we say? Because it must be that since it was on the Mizbeach, there's a concept that we just learned that the Mizbeach is koilet, and since the Mizbeach is koilet, it's not considered like Nishpach al Ritzbah, and that's why even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Nishpach al Ritzbah im olu yardu, dam that was not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach apnimi, that was put on the Mizbeach apnimi, and then put on the Mizbeach achitzin im olu lo yardu. Says the Gemara, imi hasam. So isn't what Rabbi Elazar coming to teach us? That when is the halacha that the dam that was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi becomes Kodesh? It's only regarding dam. Because dam belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Ava Kaimitz, let's say a Kaimitz of a Kabbar Mincha, which never has a place on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Deloi Chazalei, Eimaloi, we should say that if it was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the din was, since it doesn't have any place there, the halacha is of olu yardu, k'mashman, that even the kaimitz that's put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi has a halacha of olu yardu. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us k'tayra zara. K'tayra zara, the tayras only, k'tayras can never be brought by a private individual. The k'tayras is always brought by the tzibur. K'tayra zara, that was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Tered. When is there a concept, says the Gemara, that even though something is possible, it should remain there? It's only been a Mizbeach HaChitzin. Chitzin in, there is a concept that im olu lo yardu, pnimi loy, but something on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that doesn't belong there should not remain there? Says the Gemara, Tritzachi. The way to understand that price is somewhat differently. K'tayrus zara, if an individual brought k'tayrus, which makes the k'tayrus completely possible, sh'olsel mizbeach achitzin, that was put on the mizbeach achitzin teret. Why? Sh'ere mizbeach achitzin mekadish psulin, when is the alochim olala yared? Only by something which is royaloi, something that belongs in the mizbeach achitzin. But k'tayrus, which is never brought on the mizbeach achitzin, the halacha is that it should be taken off. And that is another halacha. V'mfnimi, bein roi loy, bein shein roi loy. And now we're learning a chiddush. That even though on the Mizbech HaChitzin, the halacha of Olo Lo Yerid only applies to something that has potential to be on the Mizbech HaChitzin, but something that is on the Mizbech, that has no place on the Mizbech HaChitzin, there's halacha Olo Teirid, but a Mizbech HaPnimi, not only is there halacha Olo Lo Teirid on something that has a place on the Mizbech HaChitzin, but even something that doesn't on the Mizbech HaPnimi, but even something that Bechlal doesn't belong to the Mizbech HaPnimi, like the Koymitz of a Karim Mincha, there's going to be a locha that Imala Leiterit. Says the Gemara, why is there this difference between the Mizbech HaChitzin and the Mizbech HaPnimi? My Tama, Hai Ritzba, the Mizbech HaChitzin is considered a Ritzba, and therefore it's a Ritzba. It didn't have Shemen HaMishcha, V'hai, the Mizbech HaPnimi got Kaddish through the Shemen HaMishcha, like the Kli Sharis, and therefore it has a higher level of Kedusha, and since it has a higher level Kedusha, it's Mekaddish anything that's on it. So of course the question is, that the Shita asks, that the Gemara says, that Kli Sharis Ein Mekadshim Elas Aroy Lehem. So, yes, Kli Sharis has a Kedusha, that anything that's put into Kli Sharis becomes Kaddish, but it has to be something that belongs on the Kli Sharis. So the question comes back, yes, we're saying that the Mizbeach has this Kedusha like Kli Sharis, but again, the Koymitz doesn't belong there. So how come it remains there? So to which the Shita answers that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is even more than the Kli Sharis. Because the Kli Sharis only has one level of Kedusha. There was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Whereas the Kli, the Mizbeach, has in it two aspects of Kedusha. One is that we just said, there was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and the other one is that it's a Mizbeach. And since it therefore has such a very strong level of Kedusha, since it has such a strong level of Kedusha, the halacha is that it will be Mekadosh anything that's on it, even a Koymitz, for example, that never is put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But then I saw that the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that our Gemara, which is differentiating between the Mizbeach HaChitzin and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, says the Brisker Rav is only the Mizbeach HaChitzin that Shloima Melech built. That Shlomo HaMelech built the Mizbeach Avonim outside in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and that Mizbeach that indeed was only did not have Meshicha, and never had that high level of Kedusha like the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the Mizbeach HaChitzin that Moshe Rabbeinu built did have Meshicha. And since the Mizbeach HaChitzin that Moshe Rabbeinu built had Meshicha, suggests the Brisker Rav, there, the distinction that our Gemara is making between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzin won't be relevant. And there, even on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, if something that doesn't belong on it is put on it, it will be Mekadosh, and the halacha will be Olo Lo Yerdu.